Hey everybody, welcome to Rider Club Radio, number one podcast on the internet, not even Kamen Rider related, we're just the best. I'm your host, Jeff.
Was I asleep when that happened? Did the podcast council step down and make that decision?
You gonna introduce yourself there, buddy?
I'm Liam, by the way. Hello, everyone.
Just in case you didn't know from the other fucking 80 episodes of this horse shit.
Hey,
today
guys.
We're going to be talking about Kamen Rider Drive, the actual final episode. I'm going to put emphasis on that because this was... I'm going to throw this out right in the front. This was a much better final episode than the one before.
Ooh, really?
Yes.
Okay, let's leave that hanging up in the air really awkwardly because I want to do the summary and then we're going to talk about what we think. Because let's just
in case you didn't watch the episode and you want to hear about it in quick little sound snippets, go!
Okay. So it takes place a little bit after the end of the series, and Shinosuke is still chasing this evil Neo Shade organization, which, if you remember, is the organization he was chasing before the series even started, when he accidentally shot the explosive thingy and fucked up his partner.
Mm-hmm. Also mentioned twice throughout the rest of the entire series.
Yeah, if you have a really good memory, you might remember Neo Shade. But they're back now, and he has a little flashback where a little bit ago, I think it was during the series this happened, there was a little, like, raid on Neo Shade, then he recovered an icon, a blue icon, a ghost icon, from their leader, who was using it for some mysterious ends, and when he was getting it, he and Mach and Chaser go in there, and they beat up a bunch of guys, and when they were getting it, a ghost appears, like an invisible guy, and you get to see...
Ooh.
You get to see the actors flailing around, getting beat up by an invisible person, which is fucking hysterical. And then a mysterious, ooh, orange and black Kamen Rider appears, and he beats...
Oh my god!
And he beats up the ghost, and they disappear. They fuck off. And Shinosuke takes the icon, and he takes it with him. And it goes back to the present, and the icon gets stolen. And they're like, oh shit, it must be Neo Shade. We gotta track the guy down. So he tracks the guy down to an abandoned warehouse, of course. And
of course,
the guy's like, oh, I'm being forced to do it. I'm under duress. And Shinosuke still is fucking really mad at him for some reason. And he bumps into the ghost again, the ghost monster. And just as he's getting his shit wrecked, because it's Modern Drive and he doesn't have his belt, again, the ghost appears, Kamen Rider Ghost appears, beats the shit out of the ghost, kills him, and then they have a little talking scene. He's like, yo, I'm Kamen Rider Ghost, watch my show. this is my friend Yurusen, he's my mascot. Is it?
It's a female voice, but that doesn't mean anything in Japanese media.
Yeah, so. When it's a little, like, cartoony mascot, it's nearly impossible to tell whether it's just like a weird, annoying cartoon voice, if it's meant to be a guy or a girl.
It's a little goober. A little goober ghost.
he's a little sassy ghost that follows Ghost around.
God damn, he's sassy.
He's so sassy. I love him.
I actually like him, too.
So
Her. I'm
going to
say her.
Her, that's your guess?
That's my guess.
Let's say it.
It.
It. It's a
that's
ghost.
That's not offensive. Go for it.
Them? What pronoun?
It. Let's not get into this.
So, Ghost encounters Shinosuke. Ghost says, hey, that's my icon, but you can keep it because the thief that took the icon now has Kiriko, and he says, bring the fucking icon here, I'm gonna shoot Kiriko's face. So, Ghost says, you can keep it, you obviously need it. So, Drive takes it with him, and Yurusen follows Shinosuke. And Yurusen's like, Shinosuke, when are you gonna give that back? You know, I'm ready anytime now, so just finish with it already. And Shinosuke corners the perp, and the perp's got Kiriko, and he's going to shoot her face off. And Shinosuke shoots the perp's gun right out of his hand with help.
After giving a really cool speech about how he's still a Kamen Rider, even though he doesn't have a belt anymore.
Yeah, he gets inspiration from the memory of Belt Sand that you don't need to transform and have superpowers to be a Kamen Rider. You just have to have a burning heart of justice. And he shoots the guy's gun out of his hand and saves the day. He arrests the guy and goes back to the base and gets promoted and gives the icon back to Yurusen, and then he marries Kiriko and they have little Eiji from the movie, from Surprise Future.
The text at the end says that. That doesn't actually happen in the episode. There's no weird time skip where they're wearing old man makeup.
I would like to see old Shinosuke and old Kiriko in, like, the post-apocalyptic Krim future.
There is no Krim future. They defeated the Roidmude that was pretending to be Krim. Spoilers!
Oh my god, spoilers for like, what, four or five episodes ago?
It doesn't matter, but that's the end of the episode.
That's the end of the series. Jeff, what did you think of the final episode of Kamen Rider Drive?
This episode, as I said about 4 minutes ago,
oh,
was far better than the actual final episode of the series. The final episode of the series had a really nice little wrap-up at the end, but this episode felt like, I don't know, a weird sort of crime procedural type
yeah.
of thing. And I love that whenever it happened in earlier episodes, and they just brought it back full fucking force in that final.
Like you, I was very pleasantly surprised by this episode. I was expecting and half hoping for it to be really stupid and dumb, and that I could laugh at it the whole time for being like a shitty, like they'd pull it into the movies or some crap like that. And they don't, and I really, really respect them for not doing that. And like you said, it's like a crime procedural. It reminded me almost of Kuga, where it's like, here's this yeah. cop drama, oh, and there's a Kamen Rider there, too, sometimes.
It reminded me of Kuga as well, because of their really ridiculously fake-looking plastic guns.
You know
but
what?
That's been the whole series.
You know what? They use kind of fake-looking guns, but at least they have the balls to actually use guns in the first place. Like, maybe I'm inundated by Western kids' shows where guns are just so, like, oh, no, don't show guns. It's a breath of fresh air when a kid's show just shows a gun that shoots bullets and isn't like a laser gun or some shit like that.
Yeah, like Toku Dudes on Twitter said, not going to spoil anything, but if you watch Drive 48 expecting a poorly done ghost ad, you may be pleasantly surprised. I thought you were blowing smoke up our asses so we would have a harsher reaction.
Toku Dudes tried to warn us and we didn't listen.
I really thought that you were just trying to trick us. You trickster.
It turned out really good, though. It's got good action. You get to see Ghost in action, and it looks pretty cool. There's a scene when he's fighting the monster when he kills it, and there's this giant industrial bottomless pit, for some reason, in the middle of the room. And Ghost and the Ghost, I think it's a Ganma, I guess. And
yeah, it's a Ganma.
Yeah, they jump over the pit, and Ghost, like, cuts him over this giant fucking bottomless pit. It looks really cool. I hope we get more action kind of like that in Ghost. It's like, the way he flies around, and it's all, like, floaty, and everyone's invisible sometimes. Totally different from Drive. I like that. I hope there's more of that.
I'm not sure the invisibility thing is going to continue on. I hope so, because it was a really cool special effect.
Yeah.
And every time it happened, I was like, wow, that actually looks really good. I didn't expect good special effects in Tokusatsu.
Yeah, it's not a super complex special effect, but it looks fine for how they use it, yeah.
Yeah, it still looks really good, and I really enjoy his, like, sword slashes create this giant orange gash across the screen every time he does it. It's really cool looking.
So, Toei, if you were trying to get us hyped up for Ghost, good job. You done
it. Yeah, I am excited.
I'm actually genuinely excited for the next, like, for Ghost Episode 1. I want to see what that's all about.
Yeah, there was a sense of closure in this episode that last episode left me hanging a bit. You might remember I mentioned we don't get to find out what happens to Shinosuke and Kiriko at the end of the episode, and I thought that was the end of that. We got Shinosuke and Kiriko
they were saving it.
Text yeah. on the screen. Our own Breakfast Club ending text.
They were saving it for this episode when they left it out of the last one, which I personally wasn't expecting.
No, I wasn't either.
But this episode was written by the same writer that did the show, so I guess he knew what he was doing when he was writing it, which is nice. Like, everybody's in character, there's no really stupid moments in it. It's nothing just like, nothing other than Ghost and the Ganma fucking flying out of nowhere and are really jarring. it's actually a fine episode. They weave it into the main plot of Drive just fine. It's a very competently made episode, I think.
Yeah.
Way better than I was expecting.
It's also, like, the word I'm looking for here is escaping me, but everything in this episode is 100% necessary for the episode.
There's no fat. Yeah, I was just gonna say, there's no fat. It's
such a compact, perfectly executed episode, and the mystery happens from the beginning to the middle, and then there's the conclusion at the end, and it's all packed into one episode. Do you see that, other Kamen Rider writers?
You can resolve
one episode with a story in it.
You can resolve a plot in a single episode if you want.
It doesn't take two episodes.
And it's not
the smallest of plots.
It doesn't feel like it's moving at a breakneck pace either. It's just fine. It moves just fine. And it ends exactly when you want it to. So is that all we have to say about this episode, or?
No, you no? bitch.
What?
I still have more to say about it.
What do you want?
We complained a lot during the latter half of Kamen Rider Drive that the secondary cast was completely overlooked in most episodes.
Mm.
This episode has a pretty decent, for, you know, being a half hour long, 22 minute whatever episode, has decent focus on characters that aren't Shinosuke.
Yeah, again, has a very nice moment when they're doing the raid. He's like, Shinosuke, don't worry, we got you back, we're your buds. It's a lot more heartfelt than I make it sound, but...
I'm glad you're not a writer on this series. Yo, Shinosuke, we're buds. Let's do it.
You know what? That would be nice. That would be a breath of fresh air, I'm sure. Everyone would hate it.
Gen and Shinosuke have this great moment where they, like, kick a door open and run around each other, like, in a cop show when they're doing a raid. And it's just such a great moment. Like, they're partners on a case. It's awesome.
They clear the room, and it shows you how far they've come from the start of Drive when Gen is, like, this big dick, and he's all like, oh, roid nudes aren't real, special crimes is stupid. And now they're, like, they're bros, and it wasn't sudden or jarring.
No.
But this episode just shows you, like, here's how far Gen's come since the beginning, and it hasn't forgotten, it hasn't thrown out any character development, it's all still there.
We've made light of a lot of things being forgotten throughout the series, or left by the wayside, or, you know, stories not really going anywhere, or not going anywhere satisfying, but Drive's writers are actually really competent.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that in a writer series, because sometimes they're not.
I said this on Twitter, that for all of Drive's flaws, for all the complaining we do about Drive, and Drive does have flaws, don't get me wrong, I'm going to miss it, honestly.
Me too.
I'm going to miss it.
Something about the ending of this episode just left me, like, wistful. Like, oh, I'm going to miss Drive.
Mostly I'm going to miss the SCU. Man, I'm going to miss the SCU.
You know what? There's a point in the episode where... the chief promotes Shinosuke. He gives him his little paper or whatever, and it just suddenly hit me, this little lightning bolt. Wouldn't it be amazing if Shinosuke went on to be a cast member in Ghost as a police officer?
Oh my
that
God.
Gets involved that gets involved in all these cases and stuff. Wouldn't that be the tits?
Will never happen in a million years, no. But yeah, that would be fucking great. If he was just like, you know, once every few episodes he comes in and he's like, yeah, we're tracking this Ganma, and he was in West Tokyo and last known location and all that, like, just like Kuga again, the little crime procedural bits where they try to link the victims and figure out where he's going to strike next, and that'd be neat.
Man, that would be, like, fan fiction come to life,
God.
But good fan fiction that I would write in the dark by myself with my pants off.
Oh, okay. Every time we talk about, like, the potential Kamen Rider has for crossovers, it makes me sad, because it's all wasted potential.
It's wasted potential. What we get is so close to being almost good.
Really? Heisei versus Showa?
So close.
Kamen Rider 3? Or do you mean the...
You know what? Fize and X, motherfucker.
Fize and X were like a... They were like a diamond in the shit.
Yeah, that made the whole thing almost close to being good.
They should have been the main characters. I'll say it again.
We end up at this shit every episode.
They should have been. I'm so mad.
What I'm saying is, I would give anything for the Special Victims Unit, the Special Crimes Unit, to continue on into Kamen Rider Ghost. I think they would make an amazing, like, secondary cast. Like, they would just appear every now and then.
I think I feel the same way as you in that, partially, I'm really, really sad to see the SCU go, but I think they're done, honestly.
Yeah, they're not coming back.
I don't know if I want them to come back, other than, like you said, like, once every 10, 15 episodes, like, very sparingly in a perfect world. If they were to ever.
They're not coming back though.
Unfortunate.
That's sort of the unfortunate thing of following any Kamen Rider series as it's airing, or even marathoning it, I guess. If you get really into a series, you're always really sad to see those characters go.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's harder. It hits you harder if you've been watching it for the whole year than if you blew through it in
does.
A couple weeks. That's why I'm taking so long with Kuga. That's the reason. Yep.
Yeah, that's the real reason.
Yep.
It's not because you spend all your fucking money on pogs. This man's got a problem. I want to point this out to all of our viewers right now. It's intervention time.
Hold on a second. I can flip my pogs while watching Kuga just fine, thank you.
But you don't, do you? You're too busy out on the street playing illegal street pogs.
I wonder how many people listening to this even remember what fucking pogs are.
Like, 90% of our audience is like, what the fuck is a pog? Google.com, pogs. Those are fucking circles. What are they talking about? We're old, is what we're talking about.
We are epic 90s kids.
Fuck you.
Fuck, yeah, I know. I was being ironic, if that helps.
Pogs, yeah, that helps, you fucking 90s hipster.
Pogs are dead, just like Ghost is dead.
Do you mean Drive, or are you making a joke about Ghost being a ghost?
I'm making a joke about Ghost being a ghost.
That went over really well.
Oh. He is dead, though.
Yeah, we get to see kinda. Next episode. How different is America and Japan? In the first episode of a children's series, a man is going to be violently murdered.
It doesn't look...
And come back as a ghost.
It doesn't look that violent. He's
being chopped across the chest with a giant sword.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's not going to happen in a children's television series in the U.S.
That's true.
Or Canada.
That's true, but it's like an anime chop. There's no blood. His clothes are fine. He just falls down.
In Canada, they wouldn't be able to animate the three dimensions of the sword cutting because all the characters are so flat.
In Canada, it would all be Flash animation, government-funded Flash animation, just like all the goddamn cartoons that come out of this country. Did you know, while we're talking about Canada, did you know that you watched Beast Wars when you were a kid, right?
I did.
Did you know that Beast Wars in Canada was called Beasties because you can't have a TV show, a kid show, with the word war in it?
Oh my god.
I just found out, like, I thought my whole life that it was just called Beasties, and I just found out recently that everybody else knew it as Beast Wars, and I was like, what the fuck?
Call it, like, Beast Transformers.
Beast Conflicts.
Transformers Animals or something.
No, it's Beasties.
Why the fuck would you call it Beasties?
I think it was Beasties Transformers, maybe? Like, the subtitle?
I threw up in my mouth when I heard that shit.
It was still the same show, other than that. It was just called Beasties, other than Beast Wars.
What happens when anyone mentions war in the series? Do they change it to Beasties? We must bring Beasties against Optimus!
Remember World Beasties 2? I think you're allowed to say it in dialogue, I fucking pray. But I don't think it's allowed to be in the title.
I remember back in World Beasties 2 when we were in the mud in the trenches and Johnny's guts were falling out in the mud.
Oh my god. What were we talking about again? What's this podcast?
We were talking about Kamen Rider.
Oh yeah, Kamen Rider. So Ghost is gonna die in the first episode. He's dead. He's a ghost.
Yeah, it's very much like Yu Yu Hakusho. But yeah, Ghost starts next week and I'm excited. I wasn't super excited before. This episode maybe gave me a little bit of a view into Ghost's personality, but I'm not sure how much I trust it, because Oz appears in Kamen Rider, I think A to Z, Guy Memories of Fate, and he's like all cocky and self-assured and like cool and whatnot. That's not really his character.
The only thing we find out about Ghost in this episode, I think about much about Ghost's character, is that he's very laid back. And that he's...
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping for.
I think in all the, like, news releases I've seen so far, it says that Ghost is laid back in the series, so that's probably...
Because in all the, like, promotional material, he looks, like, worried as fuck.
Maybe because he's dead, but maybe once he gets over that, he'll be laid back.
What is there to be worried about? He's already fucking dead. What's the worst that can happen to him? Double death?
He's got 99 days to, I assume, find a wish so he can revive himself.
Is he going to hell? Is that what this is saying?
If the 99 days are up, he goes to hell. That's the end. He jerked off too much when he was alive.
Our hero was an unbaptized baby, so he is going to hell.
Oh, Ghost, I'm excited, though. I can't believe it's actually fucking happening. If you don't remember, this is literally my fanfiction become real.
I knew you were going to bring this up as we got closer. I knew you were going to throw it back
up
there. I created Ghost.
I am the one. I get more excited about it the closer we get to the actual series. It's great.
Like, a while ago, Liam said that his perfect Kamen Rider series, the one that he's hoping would happen beyond all hope, would be a Kamen Rider like Shaman King,
yeah,
where they use ghosts as powers. And, like, 2 weeks later, Ghost got announced?
I think it was like 3 weeks, I don't know. It was a little while after Ghost got, like, there was the copyright. People found the copyright.
So, Liam is responsible for Kamen Rider Ghost.
Yeah.
So everyone send us mail thanking Liam
for
bringing you this new series.
If it's bad, I accept full responsibility as the original creator.
Is it funny that I kind of wish it's bad so that people will get mad at you facetiously?
It's awful. It's awful that you wish that. You're a mean-spirited man.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah. Is it news time?
I think it's news time.
It's news time.
Let's start out the news time with the most important of news.
You could say it's our top story tonight.
Kamen Rider Chaser is getting his own V-cinema in the style of the Gaim Guidance.
Ooh, and instead of being split into two, it's just the whole thing, just for him.
It's all Chaser all the time, baby, and I'm excited.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, Chaser's a fan favorite. It was a smart pick. I'm pretty excited to see what that's going to be all about.
The poster actually has Machine Chaser in the background,
yeah,
and then Kamen Rider Chaser on his motorcycle in the foreground, so it seems like it might have a bit of his backstory in it as well.
Maybe it'll span a large period of time, which would be neat.
It could be like a recurring nemesis or something that he had to face on his own.
Yeah, like whatever he was doing when he wasn't, because like he didn't have a house or anything, what the hell was he doing when he wasn't with the others?
He was hanging out in a dark warehouse with drapery everywhere and couches.
Thinking about Kiriko.
He wasn't into Kiriko until much later.
That's true.
He was thinking about murder. Thinking about cutting up tires with a gun.
Oh, that shot. You're never going to let that shot go. It was bad, though. I'll let you run away with it.
It was really bad.
It was pretty fucking bad. We don't know shit about it, though, other than that it's going to be about Chase. So there's not much to say right now. It's coming. It's coming.
I'm excited, though.
Yeah.
I have high hopes for it.
Me too.
Because I love Chaser so much.
Me too. If it's anything like Gaim Gaiden, it will be shit, but hopefully they got, like, different writing staff on it, and it'll be better.
What I actually hope for past the Chaser V-Cinema is that there to be a mock V-Cinema.
Oh!
That is about his time in America.
Yeah, there were two Gaim Gaidens, so I don't see why there couldn't be two Drive Gaidens.
I think that would be sweet as hell.
Yeah, Mach is a character that you could explore a lot about his relationship with Banno. I think there's a lot there that you could dig into.
The story could actually be about how he found out about his relationship to Banno,
ooh,
and it could feature Harley Hendrickson.
Yeah, and if you make it take place in America, you'd have to do all the shots to like include nothing Japanese in it. It'd have to be all in like forests and open roads and stuff.
They wouldn't fucking do that. They would just edit out the signs. That's it.
Oh, that's a shame.
But yeah, please be excited.
Please be excited for Drive Gaiden.
I'm excited.
There's a number of smaller news stories out today. One of our news stories, I'd say this is the second biggest one, is there's a little more information released about Ghost. It's got more info about Spectre and the Robin Hood form and just some general info. Spectre's got a bike called the Machine Hoodie, and it's like this blue... It looks cool. It's like this blue thing, kind of bulky, but...
It's like this blue thing.
It's like this blue thing. It's got chains on it. It's kind of bulky. It looks like a...
Oh, so he's like an edgelord.
Yeah. I mean, we already kind of knew that about him, that he's like the serious, like, I gotta get these ghosts. And apparently he's gonna be such a dick, and he's gonna be so desperate to take the ghost icons for himself for some reason that he's gonna try and steal them off a ghost.
Oh, he's a thief.
Yeah, he's...
This guy's right up your alley, dude. He's a thief, he's an edgelord.
Wait, hang on. How is being a thief making up my alley?
You play thieves and shit all the time.
Oh, in, like, tabletop game? Like, D&D?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And you
that's
love
true.
The game Thief.
I do love the game Thief. It was very good. Not
it was
the
a good
not
game.
The new one, the
no,
first
not
one.
Not the fourth.
Not Thief 4. but he's gonna be such a dick, so that's probably we get to see him fight each other, which I'm totally down with.
Liam is all about rider conflict.
If you didn't already know that, like, and in a multi-rider series like Kabuto or Gaim, where there's like 15 riders running around, it's easy to make riders always be fighting each other because there's so many characters to bounce off of each other. But in a rider series with only a few, it's really cool. I think that's super cool to have a rider be like a major rival character.
It depends on how you handle it.
Yeah.
At some point with Machine Chaser showing up, it became more of like an annoyance to the audience than it did to Shinosuke.
But Machine Chaser wasn't really a Kamen Rider officially.
Oh,
at that
he
point.
Had a big bug eye.
He didn't have a belt. He didn't have a fucking belt.
He had a big bug eye. Fuck off.
He wasn't called Kamen Rider. He was just Chase. He was Machine Chaser. So fuck off. No, fuck
is
you.
Is Shadow Moon a Kamen Rider?
I believe Toei said yes, officially he is.
There you go, motherfucker.
He has a Kingstone in him, though. It's different.
You have a Kingstone up your ass, but that doesn't make you a Kamen Rider.
Just because I made one mistake back in 2004 doesn't mean you can make fun of me for it now.
God, that was quite a summer.
Oh, God. I'll never forget that night. He's got a machine hoodie. He's got a stupid grabby hand. We have new info about Robin Hood, the Robin Hood ghost.
He was a real person, you know.
Yeah, obviously. He has a bow, in case you hadn't already guessed.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, no shit, man.
Holy fuck, Robin Hood never used a bow. What is this?
Also, apparently he's so fast he can leave after images, and you can look like you're surrounded by Robin Hood. So
that's sick.
If you've ever wanted to be surrounded by Robin Hood, now's your chance.
What are we getting into with this podcast? These fantasies?
I don't know. Also, there's things called ghost gadgets, which are like, they're kind of like food droids, but they're inanimate objects. This one that they've revealed is the Condor phone, which, fucking guess what that is. It's a little dial phone, like a dial tone telephone with the ring, the little spinny thingy. You know, you put your finger in it and you go around.
Yeah, I know what a fucking telephone looks like.
But an old one, you know, instead of just hitting the buttons, you do the cool thing. And it folds out, it does a little transformer, and it's a Condor, and it flies around. And
this sounds like Kamen Rider Double, where he had all the little gadgets that his gear turned into.
Yeah,
like his phone
yeah.
turned into a little bat.
It's more like
a camera and shit.
Yeah, it's more like Double than Food Droids, and the Condor phone turns into his bow?
All right,
and it combines with the Gangan saber. So there's that neat little theme again.
I'm on board.
Yeah, the Gangan saber like turns into all the weapons he needs, which is super cool. Also, we found out that Takeru Ghost, he obtains ghost icons by, like, finding important objects to that ghost, like a light bulb for Edison.
How will he ever find a light bulb?
I don't know. All the light bulbs are those twirly things. He can't find a regular bulb anymore. That's gonna be the quest.
Edison didn't even fucking make the regular light bulb. You know what he should find for Edison? A big stack of fucking money.
Some stolen copyrights. That's all the new info we got on Ghost right now.
Godspeed, Ghost. You better be fucking good.
You better be, for my sake.
Liam's gonna get crucified.
We also have a little more... we got a picture this week. A very hilarious picture of... You know how with Gaim he had the suit from before the fruit hits his head? Just the base nothing suit?
Yeah. The like little undersuit. Like a Deno platform.
Yeah, or Ryuki blank form.
Ryuki blank, yeah.
Kuga growing form. Ghost has something like that, too. For the brief second that he's transformed before the hoodie hits him, he has a blank form that you see.
Blank is the correct word for it.
It's a big fucking plate. It's a big blank dinner plate on his face. His face is the void.
He looks exactly like a riot trooper from Fives.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier. He looks a lot like the riot troopers from Fives. It's just a big circle. Big silver circle.
Yeah. It's like a little less cool than that than the Riot Troopers, really, but it looks goofy as fuck, and I'm glad that he doesn't actually do anything in that form.
Yeah, maybe there'll be one episode where the hoodie misses and he's gonna run around in the base form. I hope not, but maybe.
That could make for a good story, not easy on the eyes.
There's though. The Hyper Battle video. I'll give you that one, Toei.
Just steal all of his ideas, Toei. Don't make anything yourself. You fucking hacks.
Oh, this guy's a good source. Yeah, we'll take that shit.
You heard the new Rider Club radio? Liam put out some more ideas for us.
Ugh. That's it for the pictures. Kamen Rider Drive Surprise Future, the Blu-ray, is coming out on January 6th.
Look forward to seeing it in March.
Please be excited. I'm sure the subs will be out soonish after that. I hope.
Yeah, I always overestimate how long movie subs are going to take. As soon as that shit comes out on Blu-ray, it's like out the next day.
Yeah, Overtime said they were going to do it, I think, so we'll probably get it pretty quick.
Thank you, Overtime.
Thank you, Overtime. We love you.
We have not sucked your dicks harder.
Jeff, tell me this. Have you ever wanted to dress up like the main character of Kamen Rider Ghost Takeru Tenkuji?
Boy, have I!
Well, now you can. Starting on October 4th, you can buy his costume.
You too can look like a big fucking nerd.
I don't think... See, look, if you live in America or Canada or anywhere outside of Japan, and you buy these clothes, you're not going to look like you're a nerd. You're just going to look like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah. No, everyone's going to be staring at you, and it's not because you're the hot couture of the neighborhood.
You'll be making a fashion statement.
You're wearing, like, a little kimono with a jacket over it, and you're eating a burger in McDonald's.
A real fashion statement. It's revolutionary. That's why you don't understand it, Jeff.
I'm 10 years behind the curve.
Apparently.
I'm still wearing shirts that are regular shirts, not kimonos. Who the fuck am I to talk?
I bet this idiot still wears shoes. I think it's more for cosplay than anything else.
Yeah. So yeah, you can buy Takeru's outfit if you want.
Jeff, have you heard about Kamen Rider the Diner?
Why, yes I have, Liam. Tell me more.
They changed their menu. They updated their menu recently to have Drive and Ghost shit.
Yeah, they have like a little Drive sushi thing that has Belt Sand's face right in the middle of it.
Yeah, they got new coasters, a Drive one, a Ghost one, a Stronger one for some reason, and a Kamen Rider one. I love me some Stronger, so anything Stronger related is good for me. There is
Kamen Rider the Diner is also the place where you can take your photo on Great Leaders of Shocker's throne.
Yeah, they have one
with
there.
With the Shocker symbol, and there are two glass cases on either side that have Kamen Rider 1's original outfit and Kamen Rider 2's original outfit.
That shit. That's like my mecca.
Yeah, I want to go there so fucking
I'm
going to
be there amongst all these little 10-year-olds, and be like, what the fuck is this adult doing here? all the moms and dads, like, what a fucking loser.
Like, if I go there, I'm like this giant fucking bearded American. Like, all the mothers are going to be, like, moving their children away from me. Don't look at him! Don't look at him!
Yeah, at least I'm a short guy. I'll fit in. You're just going to be, like, a monster. You're like Bigfoot among Japanese people.
All right, now.
All right, now, let's get off of this. There's the Ghost Change Pizza Soul, which is a big cheese pizza with what looks like seaweed to make the ghost eyes. So that looks pretty neat. There's the Let's Go Kakugo drink.
Oh, wow. You said that perfect.
Oh, yeah. I don't butcher the Japanese language at all.
You butchered the fucking English language.
And there is the Nice Drive Sushi, which is...
I want the Nice Drive Sushi.
It's Belt San and his little smiling
face.
Yeah, I
want to eat Belt San's face.
I would request they put an angry Belt San on it, though.
So you don't feel bad for eating him. He's already mad at you.
Yeah, he's angry. I'm just, that's my revenge. Eat that fucker.
Fuck you, Belt San. You think you know everything with your secrets?
That's what should have happened to Belt San at the end of the series. Instead of locking him away, he's like, all right, Shinosuke, it's time. The ceremony.
Oh my god. What are you even getting at?
I don't fucking know. Belt San Sushi. They got some cool stuff at that diner. I know they got, like, Mirror World noodles that look like Ryuki's face, and they got, like, Blade. They got shit for every rider there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go there and eat some stuff.
I want to go there and have everything on the menu.
Ooh. Twice.
Just, like, bring a group of people and order everything on the menu and just share it all.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That sounds great.
You can eat whatever your favorite rider is, and all the wizard stuff will sit untouched in the corner.
Do we know a group of people who would want to eat at a Kamen Rider diner?
Okay, wait. There's me, there's you, there's the dead guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can count two other friends that might want to go, and maybe you can wrangle your fiancé. One last little piece of quote-unquote news I got.
Go for it.
Last little thing.
Go for it.
The actor that played Medic, if you remember, there was the episode where it was revealed that she was hiding a dog the entire series. The actor that played the dog, his doggy name is Fester, and the actress that played Medic posted on her Twitter that she was going to visit the dog, and she has a couple cute photos of her playing with Fester.
I'm confused about where that dog came from, that he's in Japan and his name is Fester.
I don't know, Jeff, maybe his owners were fans of the Addams Family or something.
I guess. It's weird to think that, like, the Addams Family and the Munsters and shit went over to Japan and got dubbed into Japanese.
I'm sure. They love Western culture over there. I'm sure they made it. They love their Marvel superheroes and their...
Oh, yeah. They love Marvel
their Star Wars movies. And their Mad Max.
There have been, like, a dozen different Star Wars manga. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, I've seen a couple, like, pictures of it.
Yeah, some of them get nuts, too, but that's neither here nor there. It's a cute-ass dog. Medic is a pretty lady, so look up those photos and go, aww.
It'll make you happy. The dog is very, very cute. There's a reason why they picked him.
He's a good actor. He's won several Academy Awards.
Is there a Japanese equivalent of the Academy Awards?
I don't know. The Beasties?
There should be a Toku equivalent of the Academy Awards. I'd watch that shit.
There might be. Who knows?
Maybe, yeah. I don't live in Japan. I don't know shit about Japan. I've never even heard of them. So maybe there's a lot of shit out there that I don't know. If there's a Toku equivalent of the Academy Awards out there, it's probably not.
If there is, send us a tweet at Rider Club Radio and tell us.
Tell everyone there. Tell all the actors and actresses about Rider Club Radio. Maybe they'll listen.
Oh my god, yeah, that'll go over well.
Listen, you can't understand it, but just sit down for an hour a week.
Actually, somebody pointed out that the actor that played Kamen Rider J, who also played Geki in Ranger,
Yuta Mochizuki, yeah.
Yeah, he's coming to Power Morphicon next year, and he was like, we should tell him about Kamen Rider J Day.
And I doubt he would give.
If you guys want to tell him about Kamen Rider J Day, which is really fucking happening, it's April 16th.
We got the streamers ready and everything.
April 16th is Kamen Rider J Day. Go outside and plant a fucking tree. Tell him about it.
If Yuta Mochizuki gives a fuck about Kamen Rider J Day, I'll be very shocked. If Yuta Mochizuki even remembers Kamen Rider J, I'll be shocked.
Wouldn't that be awesome if he was like gave his seal of approval for Kamen Rider J Day?
That'd be nice. I'm sure like whenever he comes to the West, he expects to hear people talking about Super Sentai because that's like the connection.
Yeah.
So maybe he'd be surprised to find that anybody here saw J, but we did. J was good.
J is a great movie. I'm gonna throw this out here now, and who knows what the fuck's gonna happen by the time April 16th rolls around.
Okay.
And I might not even be saying the correct date for this.
It's 16th, I remember.
But on April 16th, we are going to stream Kamen Rider J.
Yeah.
And we'll give you guys that information as we get closer. I'm going to put out like some posters or whatever.
We'll do a sync tube or something.
It's going to happen.
My new favorite holiday.
It's the only holiday that matters now. All other holidays are pointless.
What about Christmas?
You mean prelude to J-Day?
Oh, God. What are you going to... Are we going to have J-Day cakes?
Oh, my God. That would be amazing.
Just a new J cake every day. Every year.
Oh, my God. I would be so excited if... I want a J cake.
They're never... I would like the... Like, one time I would like them to put out a bunch of Christmas cakes. Like, here's the ghost cake. Obviously, you can't avoid the new one.
Yeah.
But, like, here's the stronger cake. Here's the Fies cake. Look at all
these
cakes.
It's like a small little cake, isn't it?
Yeah, they're not that big. They're...
You know, J's cake would be a full-size fucking cake.
J's cake would be like a big wedding cake with the layers and all the shit. Just to get that jumbo across. Anyways, that's all the news we got.
We got one more piece of news.
Oh, this is like hardly related to Kamen Rider, but go for it, man.
It has nothing to do with Kamen Rider, as a matter of fact. We were talking about how the ninja doesn't seem like it's interesting, and nobody ever talks about it. Somebody sent us a tweet and said, hey, remember what you said, motherfuckers? Well, Jiraiya from Sekai Sen Ninja Jiraiya is going to be on Shuriken Sentai Ninja.
Now, I don't know jack shit about Jiraiya, but Jeff, you're a fan.
I am a fan of Jiraiya. This will be the fifth episode of Ninja that I've ever watched. I can see Jiraiya.
Did you watch the one where Kakuranger and Hurricaneer had their...
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that one too.
Yeah, that was number four.
Yeah. I watched the first two, and then I was like, okay, I'm dropping this. And then I found out that the other ninjas are coming back, and I watched that just for the novelty, and I haven't seen anything since. That's my Ninja.
I watched the first three. That's the only thing different about my story.
That's pretty fucking cool, though, that they're dragging people in.
And the best part about it is it's not just Jiraiya showing up in his suit or whatever and never transforming back. The actual actor who played Jiraiya.
Yeah, the face actor is coming back.
Yeah, the face actor is coming back for it, so I'm fucking pumped.
That's cool, man. That's fucking cool. Did you know the copyright just got released for the new Sentai? The newer one?
Did it?
Yeah, it got released like literally 10 minutes before we started recording. It's,
what is it?
It's, what the fuck is it? It's, I'm gonna butcher this. It's Dobutsu Sentai Juoger.
Boy, I don't understand a fucking word of that besides Sentai.
It means, Animal Squad Beast Kings.
Again?
Yeah, it's gonna be like, it's gonna be like all those other animal ones. It's just gonna be an animal one again.
Alright.
Alright. They're really big into reusing themes recently, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. I'm on board. Fuck it.
But yeah, I'll watch the first few episodes and see if I liked it, just like I did with the last two. But
that's that for news.
That's completely 100% done with news.
We've got some questions this time around.
Ooh.
I want to start out with a question that plays into something we've mentioned a billion times.
Okay.
On this podcast. It is from Sam. And Sam says, "Hey guys, really loving the podcast and can't wait to hear your first impressions of Ghost once it airs."
One more week.
Yeah, we're on there, man.
I'm excited.
"I see a lot of hate on Dead Heat, mainly due to the suit's laziness. Personally, I love the suit. I'd like to hear both of your thoughts on how you would do Dead Heat differently, be it a different take on the form or an entirely different idea." How would you do Dead Heat differently, Liam?
I don't know. Like everybody else, when I first saw Dead Heat, I vomited all over myself. But I warmed up to it after a while. Dead Heat Mach, especially, I kind of liked. Dead Heat Drive.
Dead Heat Drive was fucking
Dead Heat Drive was always ugly, but Mach was nice. How would...
It was alright. I grew really... I became okay with it after a certain period of time, but then I grew so sick of it, because I never saw Mach again for a long time.
Yeah.
And Mach is such a better suit. It's my favorite suit in all of Drive.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with that. Mach's a really fucking nice suit.
And having it replaced by Mach, but with red shit all over it.
It was
a travesty.
Bit of a bummer, I imagine. But how would I change it?
I would make it its own form to begin with. I wouldn't have it just be like
a combo.
Another form that like Shinosuke has as well.
Yeah, just make it Mach's upgrade, right?
Yeah, it would just be Mach's form.
Yeah,
and I would have him use the Dead Zone.
Yeah.
More often.
There's a wasted potential. The Dead Zone. They never go into that, really. He uses it, like, once or twice after he masters it, but they never... Like, they treat it when he masters it like it's this big thing. Oh, he's mastered the Dead Zone. And then it's just...
What a shame.
What a shame, as JC would say.
So, that's my answer. I would make it its own form. It would be Mach's form, and it wouldn't be a combination suit. It would be its own suit. It would... I would probably have it use, like, I hate to do it since so many suits use gold in the series, but if you look at Mach's scarf, it has, like, gold along it.
Mm.
And I think having it be white and black with a little bit of gold would be really cool. And if not that, then more blue to go along with the eyes.
Yeah, I can see that. I might like that. Maybe only a little bit of gold.
Yeah, just a little bit, like a little bit of etching around the edge.
Sparingly,
or
yeah.
Yeah. What would you do differently?
That's my answer as well. Like I said, I didn't hate Dead Heat, but I didn't like the way that it was presented to us. And making it...
You copycatting fuck.
Making it Mach's own form is a really good answer, though.
Yeah, like, it is. I'm great at
Mach, things. Mach got fucking shafted for forms in Drive. He got his base form, which is a given. And then he got a form that he wasn't even his, he shared it, and then he got one last form that sucks. So giving him his own form and making it not derivative of Drive in any way is... That's what I would do with it. Just, oh no, we need an upgrade for Drive. No, fuck Drive, he can wait a little bit longer for his next upgrade.
Your Drive does not need another upgrade.
Give him, like, two more shift cars or something to compensate. Have him use Burning Solar, maybe, to compensate.
Never!
That's like a new trend in Rider. I guess since just recently, that instead of having base form, mid-season upgrade, final form, there's like base form and like one-third season upgrade, then mid-season upgrade, then final form.
Yeah, the Jinbo arms.
Yeah, Jinbo was the same thing in Gaim.
Yeah.
It's just a thing now. It's just how it is, so you can't get rid of it. I wonder what Ghost is going to be.
I don't know. Ghost's other forms frighten me.
Frighten you because it's a ghost?
I didn't fucking
I had
mean
to
that.
Pounce on that one before you could keep talking, before it got away, but go on.
It frightens me because upgrades tend to look horrible at first glance. Sometimes they look alright.
Yeah.
And sometimes they grow on you, but sometimes they're just a piece of shit. I wasn't gonna say it.
You weren't gonna say it.
But we were
we
all,
were
thinking,
all thinking it, yeah. Kiwami.
I don't know.
Kiwami was kind of bad. Come on.
It grew on me.
It didn't grow on me.
I know.
It was like, Gaim had this really good thing going of, like, armor made of fruits. And it stuck with it. And then it was Kiwami, and it was like, here's some armor with some pictures of fruits on it, I guess. We painted some on the chest. Is that fruity enough for your ass?
I think we have a title for this episode.
What?
Is that fruity enough for your ass?
It's good that we decide these things early, so I don't have to come up with them later. Anything that takes the workload off me.
Anyway,
that's our answer.
That's our answer.
For Dead Heat.
Our next email is from Edgar, and Edgar says, what forgotten or squandered idea in a rider show would you have liked to see being used more? For example, Mach could use slowdown. He could not.
Mach couldn't use slowdown. He stole that bracelet thing in that one episode, but...
Yeah, the bracelet that the humans were using to create slowdown. That's the only reason he could do
it. Yeah, yeah. That was a little plot point. It's okay if you forgot. You're still a beautiful person inside, but...
Cyclone, Axel, Extreme, the Black Metals and O's. What is the forgotten, squandered idea in Rider that you would have liked to have seen more of?
Clock Up.
Clock Up was integral to the series for like 5 episodes. It's all you need.
Clock Up has, I think, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say Clock Up is the number one coolest action set piece in Rider period ever. It's my favorite. Yeah. It's so fucking cool. And when they're using it in the first few episodes, it results in my number one favorite action scene in all of Kamen Rider, which is the one where he clocks up in the rain. And he's fighting, Kabuto is fighting that monster while clocked up in the rain, and like the raindrops.
We've mentioned this many a time.
It's
before.
So cool. Or the one where.
It's one of the coolest things in all of
the one where he clocks up at an amusement park and they're fighting around the roller coaster while it's moving, but it's like so slow and they're like punching right past people's heads, but they can't even perceive it because it's so fast.
See, I really love when they do the slowdown and they fight in traffic and they're leaping from car to car. The cars are going full speed, but they're standing still to them.
Yeah, and then after a certain point, they just stop using it. They bring it back once really well with Dark Kabuto. Remember the bit where they're fighting on the falling debris and they're and Tendo is like formulating a plan while they're fighting on this falling debris? But it doesn't... Like, everyone stops using it. I guess they all realize that, like, it's a zero-sum game when they clock up and then I clock up, so what's the point? Don't waste your time. Just fucking fight normally.
Yeah.
But you lose those set pieces. They try. They try really hard sometimes. There's one part where they're fighting at a bowling alley, and they clock up, and the only thing is that they're fighting and there is a bowling ball moving very slowly behind them. And, like, they're trying so hard, but they just ran out of ideas for it.
Yeah, they're trying to save that budget.
I guess it is a high-budget thing when you do stuff like the roller coaster, but... God, it was so cool, man! Fuck!
See, my answer's pretty similar. The first thing that popped to mind was Zutto Maha.
Oh, yeah.
Mach using super speed. Yeah. He does it for like 3 or 4 times, and then he never fucking does it again the entire series. How shocked was I in Kamen Rider 3 when he fucking uses Zutto Maha against Fies? I was like, holy fuck, he can go super fast. I forgot.
It was really cool. Yeah, Fies had that... What's that thing called, the startup, when he goes super fast, and then Mach goes super fast? That's super cool.
Yeah, that was tight as fucking balls. It was awesome.
One of the best parts of the movie, I dare say.
If Mach did that the whole series, that would have been balls to the wall awesome.
I think the reason why he doesn't is because no one else can do it. Like, in Kabuto, everyone can do it, but in Drive, no one can do it.
Yeah, that would have made Drive pointless.
He would have been like, oh, here's the Roid Meat of the Week, and then, like, You blink and Mach's killed it. Oh, yeah. Or either that, or you blink and Mach has, you know, tried to worthlessly attack it, but he's the secondary.
That could have been a really awesome plot point, though, if you think back. Like, Mach shows up and he has his super speed ability and Drive doesn't, and Mach continually shows up Drive and Shinosuke has to figure out whether he's necessary or not.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat.
That could have been a cooler plot than Mach being angry he didn't get an upgrade.
A cooler plot than...
Which is a real plot that happened. It was an entire arc.
That's meta.
Yeah.
That's meta as fuck.
It was pretty much, why does he get an upgrade? I don't get an upgrade. I'm mad.
You know what I would have liked? This is a little secondary thing. I would have liked the ride shooters from Ryuki to be used more.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we mentioned this. They're the most underused bike ever in Rider.
Oh, yeah. But they all have them, but none of them ever fucking use them.
Some like later on in the series, like early on in the series, they get in the mirror world, and then while they're in that in-between dimension, they ride the ride shooter into the mirror world, and then they get in the mirror world and they get off, and that's the last you see of them. But wouldn't it be cool if, like, say two riders go in at the same time, and they end up in the in-between dimension and they're ride shooters, and they can have a little motorcycle fight on the way there, like, yeah. Maybe I can kill this guy before I even have to get out of my bike.
That would be the coolest shit.
It would result in some neat bike fight scenes, which were definitely missing from Ryuki.
Yeah, bikes are unnecessary in Kamen Rider.
It's all about cars now.
My secondary thing is the red shoes system in Kabuto.
Kabuto.
That is a plot point that is brought up literally once.
No. It happens, I think, twice. But nothing, there's no major plot implications because of it. Nothing, like, it doesn't move the plot forward at any real point.
No, it exists to make the Hopper brothers seem like they're worth a shit for 5 seconds, and then it's over.
Yeah, Kabuto was a big basket of wasted potential at some points, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
It's still one of my favorite series, but it had a lot of things that could have been better about it.
So those are our answers.
Yeah.
And good answers they are, I say. Good job, Liam.
What? Did you just say something nice to me?
I can't say nice things to Liam. Yeah. Why don't you choke on your own tongue, you fuck?
See, that I expect that. I know how to react to that. But when you just come out and say something nice like that, I'm like, is he joking? Or is this going to lead to it? What is this happening?
Here is an email.
Oh, boy.
From Twitter user Dewey Defeats Truman.
Oh, I've seen that guy.
Two questions here, both somewhat related. If you've already answered either of them and I just forgot or missed them, then my bad. We have forgotten every question anyone has ever asked us.
Yeah.
So he says, the more I look at Ghost, the more I fall in love with Icons, even though I still think his belt looks like total ass.
Yep. You're not wrong.
What are some of your personal favorite transformation trinkets from Kamen Rider? We have answered this question before.
No, I think we've answered the question, do you like regular belts or doodad belts more?
I think we just went ahead and answered this question during that, though.
Did we?
Yeah, because you said that you liked lock seeds, and I said that I liked Gaia Memories.
Right.
So there's your answer, Dewey Defeats Truman.
Pick a second favorite for the sake of the question.
My second favorite is actually lock seeds.
Oh. Okay, then. That's a fine answer. I mean, they're cool.
What's your second favorite? Shift cars?
No, actually, You know what I really like? I don't know if I'd call it my second favorite, but I really like the Fize phones.
Do you?
They're cool looking.
I like their little sounds a lot, too. Yeah,
I am poor, and I still own a little flip phone, and sometimes when I flip it open...
Oh my god!
I like to imagine the little bloop, bloop, bloop. And then you flip it closed, and then you slam it in there and, like, push it to the side. I don't actually do this. This is beyond... We've moved past that now. But it looks cool, like, when you like, the way he holds it up into the air, and then, like... I know I'm describing this with all the grace of a five-year-old, but...
Hold on, let's backtrack. You own a fucking flip phone in the year 2015, Liam?
Yes, I own a flip phone in the year 2015. Yes, I do.
You know, those went out of vogue fucking 10 years ago, don't you?
Oh, that's being generous. But yes, I am that fucking guy. I still have a flip phone. It's not by choice, I promise. I swear, I'm not a hipster or anything like that.
Let's fucking take up a collection to bring Liam into the new fucking millennium.
Please, yes, donate to my PayPal so I can get myself a goddamn Android. Every time,
don't give this fucking fraud any money.
My friends pull out their Androids and like, yo, I got this app that just like fucking gives you money whenever you hit it, and I'm like, shit, like, all this cool
crap. If I press buttons, I can call somebody.
They got games and stuff. They got fucking choose your own adventure books on those things.
This motherfucker doesn't even have texts.
I have texts. It's the really annoying text. You know how where it's like. You have number 2, and then it's A, B, C, and you gotta hit it. A, yeah. B, C. It just...
I got really good at that when I was, like,
I got, 18. Yeah, I got great at that back in the 70s, but... It takes me 7 years to text anyone. Oh, man.
On the flip side, I could not care less about Hot Wheels, but I thought Mach's Driver looked great and have it sitting on my shelf right now. What are your favorite belts in Kamen Rider?
Oh, I thought this was you saying that. I was like, you bought a Mach Driver? When the hell did this happen?
No, I fucking wish.
I do like the Mach Driver. It's cool looking.
I do too. The Mach Driver's fucking amazing, and I love the sounds it makes.
Yeah, yeah. Favorite belt in Kamen Rider? What's yours, Jeff? I have like 70.
I have like 70 as well. It's difficult. The only belt I own is the Double Driver.
Oh, so would that be your number one, you think?
I don't know.
Double Driver's pretty
cool.
It's
up there. I love the Double Driver. It's up there. I don't know if it's number one.
Mm.
It might be number one, and it might be tied with... I actually really do like the Mach Driver.
Oh, yeah. Mach's so cool.
Like, just its functionality and, like, the different ways you can hit it shut. Like, Mach and Chaser close it entirely differently.
Yeah. The way they, like, slam the bit down with the motorcycle.
Yeah. And you could just make really harsh jerk-off motions and you get more power.
There's some symbolism there that I would rather not dive into, I'm sure.
Psychiatry cast.
Welcome to the psychiatry cast. I got three belts. They're all within visual range. I got a Sengoku driver.
Jesus Christ. I actually really do like the rider system from Kabuto as well.
Oh,
I know you
yeah.
got that shit.
Yeah, I have that. I have a Sengoku driver right here on my desk. And I love the Sengoku driver. I have a V-buckle, obviously, from Ryuki. And I have, do the belts have a name in Kabuto, or are they just the ride system belts?
I think they're just called ride system.
Ride system. I have a Kabuto belt that came with my ludicrously expensive Gatak Zector.
It's like a ride, it's the ride system, and then the Zectors are the flying, maybe sentient?
Half sentient?
Yeah, pieces that, the buckles you shove in your crotch to transform.
Going back to gadgets, Zectors are some cool shit, right?
They really are. They don't do anything, really. They're just really fucking awesome
looking. You can flip them. Like,
yeah, you can
Kabuto's flip them. Got the horn that you can flip around, and then the bee, you can like turn the wings and spin it on the bracer there.
You can pull the stag beetle horns back on the Gatak Zector.
Yeah, break his fucking mouth.
You can make the hopper Zectors hop.
I remember when I first got this thing, the Gatak Zector, I was showing it to my girlfriend. She was like, what do you do with it? And I pulled the jaws apart, and she was like, why would you do that to a beetle? It would kill it. She was so appalled at this blue toy. Yeah, Zectors are fucking cool, though. That's one of them. Favorite belt, though. Ooh.
This dude owns three Kamen Rider belts, and he owns a fucking flip phone.
Stop. Okay, look. I think for a guy that runs a Kamen Rider podcast, my priorities are exactly in order.
Yeah, he's got me there.
Yeah.
I don't have any.
Where's your belt,
that.
Motherfucker? Why haven't you sold your smartphone?
I only have one belt.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I'm gonna say the Sengoku driver. The Sengoku driver is really cool.
It is really cool, and it makes a variety of really fucking awesome sounds.
There's a lot of cool sounds. I like the cutting board aesthetic that it's got.
I love the Suya!
Suya! Yeah, or all, like, the faceplate that you put in it changes all the noises it makes and the song that it plays, and there's so much little interchangeability in it. I think it's very neat. Or the Genesis driver, too, is super fucking cool.
Yeah, I love the Genesis driver filling up with Sody Pop.
So, yeah, when it says Soda, and then the little fucking, like, it squeezes the juice out of the lock seat and it fills up.
Yeah, you can take that off your crotch and just drink some pine cone juice.
Oh god, it would probably turn you into an Invis.
That's true.
That'd fuck you up good. But I guess that's my answer, yeah.
Well, your answer is wrong.
What's the right
Let's
answer?
Let's move on.
Oh. What's next, Jeff?
I want to take a moment to point out, longtime listener Ryan... emailed in and said, hey, you two, Canadian here.
Oh.
I hear people calling each other mate every day. I use it sometimes, too. Why would you write in and lie to me, Ryan?
Do you really think someone would do that? Just go on the internet and tell lies?
Why would you say those words?
Jeff, I think you're only believing what you want to believe right now, but I think you've got to step down and realize that sometimes Canadians say mate.
Liam, I've known you for almost a fucking decade, and I've known all your dumb Canadian friends for almost as long, and not one of you motherfuckers has said mate.
Well, sometimes we say mate, okay? It's not... You'll notice I haven't said it yet this episode. It's a thing.
Once every 10 years, a Canadian will say the word
mate. Like turning into a werewolf. You just go into like a fit where you say mate for like 2 days, and then it passes.
It's fucking disgusting. Control yourselves.
Never.
Also, to make this more rider-related, what are your thoughts on a rider that uses nations as a theme? I don't know what to say to that.
What would the Canada rider be like?
Sad and alone.
The Canada rider would have invisibility powers.
Because no one knows who the fuck they are.
Yeah. He would disappear from every conflict.
Oh. I think it could be really cool, but I don't really see Japan doing that. If they do anything nation-related, it's always an ensemble thing where everyone's super incompetent except the Japanese guy.
Yeah, they have this anime called, I think it's I don't know, it's anime about a bunch of, like, personified countries. I've never seen it. But it's all, like, silly shit. I don't think they would do silly shit like that in Kamen Rider and have a whole series about it. It might be...
I don't know about that, buddy. We have Denno.
Oh, that's true. Good old Denno. They might do it for, like, a fun little, like, V-cinema. I wouldn't mind sitting down for that. Like, a movie.
That'd be pretty cool.
Kamen Rider Ghost.
How long has it been since we got, like, a little side rider thing anyway? I guess it's since Kamen Rider G, and that was back before Decade.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Man, we need some more side shit.
I wouldn't mind for this year's movie to be Kamen Rider Ghost versus the Nations of the World, or, like, Ghosts of Country Founders banding together.
Every Kamen Rider movie to be the newest rider versus everybody.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It's cool. It's an underdog story about the main character facing impossible odds. What's the matter with that?
It could be cool, but it could also be a clusterfuck like every other crossover, which it
Look,
will
okay,
be.
If they made Kamen Rider Ghost versus All Riders, if they actually came back to that, and they just got back, like, 5 older guys, and...
That's not All
Riders. I know, but just have the other riders... See...
Have them all stand around in the background like Shin.
In a perfect world, they would have everybody back except for, I guess, Stronger, rest in peace. But we don't live in a perfect world.
No, we don't. off topic real quick, I wanted to point out, people have asked periodically where we get the minimalist wallpapers. I just saw a comment from YouTube, is what brought this
up. We steal them.
We make them.
We steal them off of DeviantArt.
You fucking liar. You Canadians are all liars. You and Ryan.
Me and Ryan are in league.
God damn. No, we make those minimalist wallpapers, and you can find them on Tumblr at Let's Go Rider Kick somewhere.
Oh,
they'll probably be
on
there.
They get posted on there, or are you just making an empty promise?
I'm probably making an empty
just
promise.
Just get them up there.
I post them. I post them on my Tumblr, but my Tumblr has my last name on it, so fuck y'all.
Put it on the Twitter.
We'll put it on an Imgur. We'll put them all on an Imgur, and I'm actually going to make cell phone wallpapers out of them as well.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So,
whenever I see somebody using a Rider Club Radio wallpaper, it warms my icy heart.
Yeah, me too. It just makes me feel so good inside. Somebody listens to our horse shit and doesn't vomit enough that they want to keep it around.
I guess if you put it that way, yeah. It doesn't sound as good, but still kind of nice.
I appreciate it. Anybody who uses a Rider Club Radio wallpaper, thank you from the bottom of my coal black heart.
You're a nice person, I'm sure.
Nah. If you want to keep up on the latest Rider Club Radio news, if you want to hang out with us and chat, if you want to have a constant link to tell us how much we fucking suck and how much you hate us, you can follow our Twitter, at Rider Club Radio.
So we check that shit. So if you say anything cool, we'll see it.
Yeah, we check that shit multiple times a day.
Well, yeah, I have it open next to my normal Twitter, so I always see everything.
I have it on my phone. Like, I'll check it at work, and sometimes I'll just, like, throw out questions for you guys to answer.
Yeah.
We'll have big conversations about what we like and don't like about Rider. If you want your question read out loud on the air, send it to riderclubradio@gmail.com, and we'll answer your question on the air, or we'll make fun of the disclaimer at the bottom of your email. One or the other.
We actually got one of those this week, and I won't say whose, but Look, we understand that all your opinions expressed in your email are yours and yours alone and do not represent
Nobody PepsiCo. Copy this podcast.
No. Why would you copy Rider Club Radio?
Help us out. Don't copy that floppy of Rider Club Radio.
Ooh, that's a real hard pull.
Wouldn't it be funny if people actually put Rider Club Radio on a fucking floppy disk? It'd have to be like 4 floppy disks to fit high-quality audio on it.
It'd be at least like 2 for a single episode, but it'd be worth it to listen to it on your old, never-obsolete computer.
Just like Liam's phone.
Ah, oh, stop with this. I thought you knew that I had a shitty phone.
I did! I just wanted to make fun of you on the podcast! Thanks for tuning in, everybody. See you next week for the first episode of Kamen Rider Ghosts.
Oh boy, I can't wait.
See you.
Bye. Sapurai Thrive, Sapurai Thrive, Sigunai.